Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to this edition of Your Half Hour Inspirational Program. Thank you so very much for tuning in with us this evening. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. Let's go ahead and invite the presence of the Lord into our program. Father, we thank you for all of your blessings. We pray now as we bring a thought to the people, we trust and we pray that they will be receptive and be blessed as a result of it. And these and other blessings, we thank you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. Tonight, we're going to conclude with the third part of a three-part series that we've been doing, The Order of Man to Make Him Whole. The Order of Man to Make Him Whole. Well, you know, sometimes we sit back and we wonder, what makes a person whole? What makes them a whole person? And I certainly want to send a message out here that when we talk about being made whole, we're not talking about the fact that you are created or you're born and you're an adult now and you're less than a human being. That's not what we're talking about. We're saying makes you whole as the whole approach to a person. And we talked on the show, we mentioned some important components of being whole. And, of course, these are just some of the views that I believe makes a person whole. And I think we start out by looking at the spiritual aspect first. That's what I talked about in last week's broadcast and the week before that. You start out by talking about what makes a person whole. What makes you whole is, in my opinion, having that first and foremost, that connection with God. Secondly, these things are the other things that follow are not necessarily in any order, but I do believe that the first step is having a connection with God, is starting out God, because the Bible tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. So I believe that that's the starting point, because with that, I believe it becomes important for us to feed the spiritual person, feed the spiritual man, feed the spiritual woman. And that's important because the Bible also tells us man shall not live by bread alone. I believe the bread that the Bible refers to is the physical food that we eat. And it suggests or it tells us also that we can't just live by the bread alone, but we need to live by the spiritual food. I believe that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. So with that in mind, spiritual, then it's important for us to feed that spirit person intrinsically. All right, the other components, which I said are not necessarily in order for the person to become whole. Does it imply or infer or suggest that I'm saying that to have the spiritual aspect, is that enough or is it not enough? Do we need more? What is required? I believe that we do need more, because if it was just a spiritual aspect, then we would just read the Bible and we would need the spiritual, we would need the physical food. But because more is required, I think it's important for us to note that the physical food plays a vital role because it takes care of the human aspect of us, that physical person. It takes care of that. And so the spiritual part takes care of the spiritual person. So you've got two factors here. You've got the spiritual and you've got the human. So which is the spiritual, the unseen, and you've got the human, which is seen or the physical. So once we deal, I believe when we differentiate here, knowing that we need that spiritual and we need that physical, and oftentimes there are people who have a void in their life and they can't pinpoint what it is. It could very well be that your spiritual life, that spiritual connection that you need, is not intact. It's not in place. And even if you're getting spark, then what about the other part? You might still be feeling like you're off balance. Well, that could very well be that the physical part is not on cue, is not balanced. So there could be something wrong in that area as well. Now, just imagine if you put all both ends of the spectrum, you know, both parts together. Just imagine how wonderful that could be when we do that. So there you have it, you know, when we do it that way. So, you know, you're talking about the spiritual, you're talking about the physical, and putting them together. How's it going? Okay, you're talking about both ends. And so that becomes idealistic, you know, because the spiritual is coming together, the physical is coming together. And even so now, we can still have some challenges in our spiritual life because we may be thinking a certain way. We may be thinking a certain way. We may be operating a certain way. And we still have some challenges that makes us feel off balance. Well, that's where I believe it's important for us to reach out to God and ask him to lead us in spirit and in truth, to guide, direct, order our steps. All right, so that becomes that component. Now, with the physical aspect, it could very well be that we're going through something with the physical aspect. You know, we're not eating right. We're not getting the right amount of exercise. We're not dieting right. You know, it could be something that's going on that we're not doing right. So if we start to concentrate on, hey, let me do this here the spiritual way. You know, you got a lot of people who believe in yoga and meditation, and that's fine. You know, then you got a lot of people who believe in dieting or having a lifestyle change of what they eat, how they eat it, getting that right exercise, you know, that they're trying to put these things together. Well, I believe that is equally important. I believe that spiritual is very important. I believe that that physical aspect of our lives is also important. Now, then we've got that mental, you know, your mindset. You know, how are you thinking? Are you thinking negatively? You know, are you in the company of negative people or negative-minded people? Are you surrounded by people that have this hostile attitude, have this aura about them that all they do is just complain about everything? Or are you in the environment of people who appear to have healthy relationships, people that feel good about themselves, and people who are not demeaning to others, people who you know, wish you the best? You know, are you in that environment? Are you in that environment? You know, I think it becomes important that you check the environment that you're in. And there's an old saying, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. So we need to look at that. If you are in a situation or in an environment that's toxic, that's not healthy for you, but then the question might become, how do you know if it is or not? If your circumstances are of such that you're in an environment, and I think this is one way of telling you, you're in an environment where it seems, my gosh, all I'm doing is listening to, you know, Josephine over here or Carlos, and it's constantly negative thoughts, negative energy. That's all I hear coming out of your mouth. Think about, you know, your conversation with one of your friends yesterday, the day before, and think about it, okay, when I call these people tomorrow, what's going to come out of their mouth? That is one of the ways, if you take stock right now and you listen to what I'm saying and you say, all right, chances are, then these people have talked very negatively, you know, all they've done is complain, or and tomorrow when I call them, it's going to be the same thing. And now let's look back at my life. Let's look at their lives. Are they goal seekers or are they dream crushers? You know, that's what you got to start to look at. Are they building, helping me to get to the next level of my life that I need to get to, or are they hindering me and I'm not even aware that they are hindering me? What is really, truly going on in my life? What is happening? So now, if you find that this is the case, reflect for a moment. That's taking stock. Reflect for a moment. You know, that company that you're keeping. Then you might decide, it's time to change company. It's time to do something different. That's what it is. It's time to do something different. It's time to change the people. It's time to change my association. So then you say, well, how do I change my association? You know what? You may want to start by talking to your friends, encouraging them to change their mindset. And if they don't, then, you know, you might have to make a change. See, we can't change anyone else, but when it becomes toxic for us, we need to change. Tonight we're talking about the order of man to make him whole, part three. And so we've talked about the spiritual aspect, we've talked about the physical aspect, and part of what we're talking about now is that mental aspect. Having a healthy mindset, that becomes so important, having a healthy mindset. So now, with all of this going on, with having a healthy mindset, it becomes vitally important. So we take on the mindset, how we're thinking, you know, and we go after that and we relax with that and so forth and so on. Next, we move into the emotional component. Emotional. What is your relationship like with your significant other? What is your relationship like with yourself? What is your relationship like with your children, your coworkers, your boss? You know, I know that we can't change anybody else, but I think we have to get to a point in our lives where we're looking at life and saying, you know what, I got to have myself intact so much that I need to have my emotions balanced, in balance, in check, so that no matter what is going on, I'm going to make the decision not to let my emotions get out of whack more than this percent. You know, if you want to go to a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to try to keep my emotions balanced where it won't get past a 3. I'm not going to let anybody upset me. I'm going to try to maintain a balance with my emotion. I'm not going to let their offensive words hurt me. I'm going to let these things bounce off like Superman with bullets. Just let it bounce off. You know, and I know that's easier said than done. But then, you know, whatever you allow into your spirit, whatever you allow into your mindset, whatever you allow into your being, then it's going to be determined not so much in how it comes in, but how you interpret that, how you respond or react to that. So I think it becomes vitally important that we watch what we allow our mindset to be. I think that becomes so important. And so you can do that, and here we have where once we look at it like that, where we're doing the mindset, you know, and not allowing anything to anything to, like, get to us, because now we're dealing with that emotional component. And that emotional component says, I'm not going to let this disturb me. I'm not going to let that distract me. I'm not going to think this way. I'm not going to think that way. I'm going to maintain balance. I really am. I'm going to maintain balance. And so with that, we begin to say, all right, okay, no matter what can be going on, I'm emotionally together because I need this to have my emotions intact to go on to be make sure that the order of man makes me whole, the order of things. You know, that spiritual part, the physical we talked about, now with the mental part, and now the emotional part. And so also we have other factors that we probably won't even mention tonight. But another one that I want to be able to address, and that is the financial aspect of life. You know, that balance. We need to, if you're an adult, even a young person growing up, you know, these are components that makes the person whole. We live on a planet that you can't do anything without some finances. It's just not possible to do a lot of the things or to have certain things without having the finances to get them. And this becomes, for a lot of people, the bottom line on, and it can determine the quality of life that you have. And it's so unfortunate. But it can determine whether you get good health care, some of the best, good dental, good vision, good legal. I mean, these are all things that fall within. And see, that's another, speaking of these areas, there's another area that becomes vitally important, and that is the educational component. You know, the educational component is very important as well. The educational component has to be looked at as part of, you're saying, well, okay, we got the spiritual, we got the mental, we got the physical, we've got the emotional, we've got the financial, and then the educational component, we've got it there. So the educational component, you have to look at that and say, what is the educational component? The educational component encompasses all of this, because you can look back and you can say, well, it might take some education to understand the spiritual. Let me, you know, if you can't read, you know, it may be difficult for you to understand or learn aspects of the spiritual unless you're under someone who's teaching you. But then, you know, you don't know if they're teaching you right or not. So educational becomes very important. Educational becomes good because if you can read for yourself, you can study to show yourself approved. You can be in that environment of people, and you can be able to contribute to those intellectual conversations, even when it comes to the spiritual aspect. Now, mentally, the mindset, once again, making the person whole, you've got that mindset, how you're thinking. And so this becomes vitally important, the physical aspect. You're taking care of yourself emotionally. Are you letting things just get to the, you know, get the best of you, throwing you completely off track, just hurting you, all right? And then financially. But educationally covers a great deal of this. It really does. Educationally, it covers a great deal of it because with the education, and I'm not talking about you got to go out and get a formal education. That's not what I'm saying here. Of course, that is good too, but that's not what I'm placing emphasis on. If you've got the education, you can read, you can research, you can study the education. You're studying about the mindset. You're studying just also about the spiritual aspect. You're studying about the physical aspect. Education, you're studying about the emotional. Educationally, you're studying about the financial. So all of it has to do with education. That, to me, are several of the components. There may be more. You may think of some on your own that make a person whole. Now, one of the things that I place emphasis on also, when we talk about balance in our lives, you know the game tic-tac-toe, where you've got the nine squares. And I want you to picture this just for a moment, if you would. You take those nine squares, and you put God in the center. That would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That would be at 5, box or square 5. Now, and then you go on 6, 7, 8, 9, right? But God is in the center. Now, you might put in one area there, you've got God in the center, and then I want you to go ahead and up to the left in that first box, 1, and you can do it in any order that you want, but I would strongly, strongly suggest that if you keep God in the center, God represents the heart of the matter. He really does, everything. And so up to the left you put yourself, you know, which is, you know, part of making the person whole, which means taking care of yourself. And the next one you're going to put your spouse. You know, the reason, and you say, well, why can't you put your spouse first? Well, if you, just like when you're on a plane and they tell you, say, when they're giving you the instructions in the event of an emergency, they're saying put on your mask, your air mask first before you proceed to put it on with your, for your children. Because it, the fact of the matter is, if you're not in a position that you're taking care of yourself, then it can become rather difficult. Now, I know it's different when a lot of times when parents say, well, I don't have enough to eat, so I got to feed my children. You know, that might be one meal. But you can't keep going like that where, you know, all the food goes to your children, you know, because if you don't eat after a certain period of time, you become weakened. So then you can't get out there to provide for your offspring. That's just the way it is. But if you're taking care, if you're including yourself, you know, making sure that you get nutrients, then because you need to maintain your energy for that physical body. You need to maintain your energy to be able to provide for your offspring. So we say in box one, you're putting yourself first. Then you're putting your spouse, you know, next. So if you're taking care of yourself and then, you know, and your spouse is taking care of herself or himself, then, you know, now they're in a better position that if something goes wrong, they can also take care of you and you're both taking care of each other. Does that make sense? We certainly hope that it does. Now comes your children, you know, or your offspring. You put them there. Now, both spouses are looking at it according to the word of God. I believe that the spouses come before everybody else. I know that's very difficult for a number of you mothers that are listening because you feel that, oh, I'm not putting no man, not even a biological father, before my children. And I can certainly understand that because you've given birth to these kids and so forth. But the order, we're talking about the order of man to make him whole. I believe the order of things is that that spouse comes first. Now, you can take that up with God, but I'm just here as the messenger. All right, so you've got the self, taking care of yourself, taking care of your spouse. You've got in square two, and then square three, you've got children or your offspring. Now we're going to go with extended family. You're going to go with extended family. So they come, I mean, here's the sequence of things that I believe. You might say, well, why didn't you put God at number one? You know, you can put these boxes. You can number them any way you want. I could have even numbered the box 5 as number 1. I could have done it that way if I chose to. So you can do it that way. I put God there at the center, and then I put it, the numbers in an order, you know, the order that I chose. You can certainly choose it. But it doesn't mean that God is not number 1. God is number 1. But in this scenario, in my analogy here, we put God at the center. So number 5 could have been number 1. So it's not the sequence of things, but more or less it's an order where you're looking for balance because God is at the center. Now, in box number 6, I would say, you know, we go along with this here, we put friends. We put friends. So you say, well, wow, friends are far on the list somewhere. Well, you know, you can put it in any order that you want, any order that you want. You know, friends don't have to be there. It can be your job. It can be something else. But let's just say, you know, you do your tic-tac-toe thing the way that you want to, your chart the way that you want to. Now let's go to job, career. And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be in this order. It may be that you don't even have a spouse. Or you don't even have any kids. So number two for you might be your job or your career. It could very well just be that way. Number eight, you know, you can put other, or number nine, other. You know, or number eight can be other as well. So you filling in. Now, let me just show you something here. See, now, as long as you're alive, if you die, none of this matters anyway because you're not here. But if you stay alive and you got God at the center, watch this, if you would, and we're just about out of time. If you lose your spouse, which is in box number two, you got God at the center. God can continue to help you make it through that difficult time that you go through from losing a spouse. If you lose a child, one of your offspring, God at the center of your life, the heart of the matter, can help you to cope with that situation. I know it sounds easier said than done, but God will take you through this. He will carry you through it. If you lose a family member, like a mother or father or a sibling, you know, God at the center can take you through. But see, if you take God out of the equation, you're taking the whole spiritual aspect out. So you're only operating on one area, and that's the physical. You're taking the spiritual out, which means there's going to be a major, major void in your life that you might not even be aware of. You may not even be aware, but you know something's just not right because you've taken God out of the picture. Now, this, of course, is my opinion, because we're spiritual beings having a human experience. Now, if God is out of the picture, you may say, well, my life is great. Is it really? Is it really? It may seem that way now, but somewhere along the way, I mean, I've read countless stories where people have just ended their lives because they had everything, so they thought, but they were not feeding the spiritual person. They were not. And so there's a major void. Now, if you lose a friend, a close friend, you got God at the center of your life, he'll help you cope through that. If you lose your job, your career, God will help you make it through. You lose, you know, where you got boxes 8 and 9, whatever those things were, your car could be repossessed. You know, you lose your home. You know, God will help you make it through. See, as long as there's light, there is hope. And God, as long as there's God, there's life. And, you know, as long as he's sparing your breath because he breathed his breath into you, as long as he's giving you breath and you're in a position to be mobile and in your sane or rightful mind, then, and you're healthy and you can get out there and do things for yourself, then you know what? There's no excuse. There is no excuse. And so, I encourage you tonight as we conclude this segment, this three-part series of Making Man Whole, Part 3, that you take care of yourself, establish that relationship with God, that spiritual aspect, establish that mental aspect, the mindset of how you think, the company that you're going to keep, the physical aspect, take care of your body. Take care of your mind. Take care of, because these are the things that will keep you going. Take care of your emotional makeup as to who you are. You know, that character is the only thing we take with us from this planet. You know, take care of the financial aspect. You know, if you're working on a job and you're making money, save some money. You know, look out for the rainy days, as they say. And all of this has to do with the educational aspect. I trust this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. And I hope that you will tell somebody about tonight's broadcast and so that they, too, can be blessed. Now, join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, where it's always about relationships. Of course, if you choose to bypass next Tuesday, join us again here next Friday from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until next Tuesday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night. God bless you, God.